This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. And, you know, over the last couple of years, I've been listening to commercials, and they say things that the word smithing that they use, I find, I better not describe exactly what I mean. But if you listen, you'll hear words like, we'll give you the results you deserve. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that, you know, you deserve no results and you're going to get no results? Is that what that means? Or, I was so wowed. What the heck does that mean? I was so wowed. Anyway, listen to commercials and, you know, and see if you can dissect what they mean. Because to me, I can find all kinds of holes in what they're trying to convey. You know, they're persuasive, but I find all kinds of holes in it. And it bothers me. I'm not picking on anybody specifically. I'm just saying, in general, I think they're trying to convince you of something that may not exactly be the way that you would interpret what they've just said. Gwyneth, you want to talk about predators? Where do you want to go?
Okay. I would like to, you know, just point out the behavior of the Victorian branch of the Blue Team, the Victoria Police, and their absolutely unconscionable behavior over the past weekend in Melbourne. There was a lockdown protest at Flinders Street Station, which is like the major railway station right in the middle of the Melbourne CBD. And it was probably about between 30 and 50 business owners, small business owners, showed up to basically stand outside Flinders Street Station and hold placards with no masks on, and just raise the general public's awareness of the terrible things that they have had to go through and basically how they're being driven broke by these Melbourne lockdowns. And the Victoria Police showed up with riot shields and helmets and all the rest of it, the whole nine yards, and they just completely... They just went to town on them. That's the only thing that I can say, is that they just shut this protest down. And, you know, the thing that really, I really, my heart goes out to these business owners, because they're like people who own hair salons and, you know, flower arranging services and stuff like that. So they're just, you know, cafes and all of this. So they're just trying to do what they've always done. And the thugs who think they run the show have absolutely no sympathy or compassion for them, because they're predators. And while my heart went out to these business owners, these small business people, I could see that what they were doing was actually not helping, because this is what they were like. They're like it's as if that they got kidnapped by John Wayne Gacy or Jeffrey Dahmer or somebody like that, and they found themselves handcuffed to a gas pipe in the basement. And they're turning around to this psychopath, and they're saying, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? I don't understand. You know, can't you just let me go? Oh, no, why are you doing this? You know, why can't you just be nice? And I could just visualize on the inside of me the psychopath serial killer that had, you know, abducted them and is going to torture them and do terrible things to them and ultimately kill them. And that sort of behavior only stirs a psychopath on. It only makes them more determined to do what they're going to do. You know, it sets off a predator instinct inside them. If you are ever, you know, don't ever get yourself in that situation. If somebody drives up to you and says to you, get in the car, you'd better fight as if the devil himself had shown up and was going to drag you off to Hades. Because that is exactly what's going to happen. And you had better fight and shout and scream and claw and spit and bite and do whatever you can do to not get in that car. You'd better do that. And I'm not suggesting that these small business owners do anything, but I don't see the Victoria Police pulling up to shut down meetings at the Hells Angels headquarters in Napier Street, Fitzroy. Okay? Just saying. I don't think that if the Victoria Police tried to shut down a Hells Angels meeting of their club, I don't think that the Hells Angels would respond by standing outside a railway station holding placards. I'm just saying that I don't think that's how they would respond. And maybe...
Okay, so... So what would happen in your mind had some guys shown up in their Harleys and their cuts, meaning their jackets, with the chapter information, you know, on the back of them? What would have happened in your mind had some guys with shown up, just you know, pulled in and just parked their motorcycles and just sat on them, you know, not arms crossed, just looking around?
I think that the Victoria Police would decide that, you know, these guys holding placards were not a problem anymore and they would evaporate. And I think that if they did not evaporate, then the Hells Angels would just take note of their numbers that they have on their coat or not. Or just, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe they have some hidden cameras on them or something, I don't know. And just, you know, just take note of who they are, and maybe, you know, maybe it wouldn't go so well for those blue team members afterwards. And the blue team are perfectly aware of the possibilities of that situation. They just deal with that all the time. You know, these police, they don't go after. By and large, they do not go after people who are members of motorcycle clubs. They do not go after the mafia. They do not go after MS-13 in the United States because they know that it, and if you are somebody who really, 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 actually, you know something? If anybody wants to have a playbook on how this might operate, okay, on how a cartel might operate. I wrote a book, and it's called The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman by Gwyneth Isaacs, and you can buy it on Amazon. It's a work of fiction, but I remembered at one time what it was like to be Lady Catherine Ferrers. It was one of my past life selves. And I remembered that I ran a cartel at that time. And you won't find anything about me running a cartel in the history books, but I remembered it. I went, oh my gosh, I remember the cartel. And I'm not saying that, you know, details in this work of fiction are 100% accurate, but it might be how I would have run a cartel in my past life. So, and one of that everything that we've just mentioned is in what I wrote into The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman. And by the way, don't buy the book if you're under 18, okay? Because, and don't buy the book if you object to offensive language, violent scenes, and, you know, it is an adult novel, so just if you're of a sensitive nature, don't buy it. But what I did in that book, the reason why I put it in is because it was a very violent life, and it was a life where there was a lot of hard things happened. But I remembered how I might have run a cartel in that life, and you know. It's just everything that we've just mentioned in a nutshell. You know, that we were very, very organized, and we had a code of honor, and we had a uniform, and the uniform was expected to be well maintained, and we had zero tolerance for infiltrators, and we had zero tolerance for people who tried to do the wrong thing by us. But if you were with us, then your life was certainly a lot safer at that time than if you were not with us. And the other thing is, in this life, I know that you object to tattoos, Vincent, but the police do not harass people who have tattoos on them, because these tattoos... Oh, gosh, they're really solid. That's all right. Picked them up in the morning. Sorry. We just had a gust of wind, and I didn't have some solar panels strapped down, and they just blew over. So that and on the roof directly above my head, so that's what that banging and crashing was. I didn't have them strapped. I didn't have them bolted down because I had to make a hole in the roof, which might provide a leak point, by the way. But yeah, these. If you are in the United States, you will notice that people with gang tattoos don't get harassed by the police, because the police know that it's not just them that they're dealing with. It's a whole organization and a wide network of friends that are with them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd like to address that when we come back.
I wouldn't recommend going out and getting tattoos, by the way. You know, but I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
That's how.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just using World War II as an example. The Allied forces would send patrols out, like in France, for example. How many Germans are out there? How big is the opposition? Are we bigger than they are, or are they bigger than we are? Because if they're bigger than we are, maybe we'll regroup and think about this. If we can squash them, let's go kill them. That's the kind of thing that happened. So that gets back to the old adage, there's safety in numbers, right? So when you think about it, when the police pull someone over in their vehicle, is it just one car or is it two or three? Is it just one guy or is it six? Safety in numbers, meaning that's what the police want. They want to have the biggest number. So when you pick on a member of a motorcycle club, you're picking on the whole club. And if there's an infraction that is undeserved, you might get a response from the entire club. They might come visit you. And I keep thinking that if that logic were applied to politics and business, things would get straightened out right away. You know, just showing up at, you know, with all the guys on motorcycles, showing up at some politician's house, you know, while they're having a pool party in the back. You know, finding out where they live. And then saying, you know what, this ought to be a real fun thing. So let's call a couple other chapters. Now let's get like three chapters involved, and we'll all go visit these guys one at a time. And we'll make a month-long adventure out of it. You know, we'll just keep riding around and around and around. And then what are the police going to do? Say you can't ride on the public street? What are they going to do? I think they'd back down. Unless they'd call in the riot, you know, the riot squad and the SWAT team, and then it'd make national news, and it'd be terrible. Terrible for the blue team. So, safety in numbers, strength in numbers, there's nothing new about that. It's been around for as long as I can remember. And it was around way longer than that. You know, the Romans knew about that. And that's why they were so successful, because there's so darn many of them. You know, the Roman gladiators would patrol the streets 20 at a time. And how are you going to combat well-trained swordsmen? There's 20 of them, and you're standing there with a stick. How would that work? Not so well. So, Gwyneth, back to you. Any comments?
Yeah, I'd just like to tell a little story here. Okay, I don't know who the identity of the guy that Archie was speaking with on this day, but one day when he was at his mission, he got a message from a friend of his. I don't know who the friend was. He didn't tell me and I didn't ask. But this friend told him, yeah, Archie, we know that you often go to the Russell Street police station, you know, to help out people that find that they're in a little bit of trouble or, for, you know, things like that, or to go and bail someone out or something. But we just want to let you know on this particular day, don't go to the Russell Street police station and don't ask why. And Archie said, all right, I won't go to the Russell Street police station. And I won't ask why. And you don't ask why. If you ever get a message like that, you don't ask why. But on this particular day that had been appointed to him that he had to stay away from the Russell Street police station on that day, it blew up. Somebody put a bomb in the Russell Street police station in the middle of Melbourne, and it went kablamo and blew up the police station. And like I said, I don't know the identity of any of the people who gave Archie that message. It was just an anecdote that he told me at one time. And so Archie's dead now. He's been dead since 2003. And so, but yeah, that's just a bit of an example of what can happen. And obviously somebody had got annoyed enough at the blue team to want to take action. And so they got some of their friends together and they managed to find something that had a significant exothermic reaction. And they went to put some of the exothermic substances into the police station.
We'll be right back. Yep. We'll be right back. And my question for Gwyneth is, are the police stations fortresses as they are in the United States? Are they like above-ground bunkers? We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended an effort to reach an infrastructure compromise with several Senate Republicans after progress stalled Tuesday. GOP complaints were focused on raising taxes to pay for the bill. Biden is now shifting his focus to a separate set of negotiations. A mystery woman in the Mexico City reporters pool Tuesday, identified as a Univision reporter, gushed all over Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. For me, it's an honor because I actually got to vote for the first time as a nationalized citizen. I voted for you.
Univision denied the woman worked for them, and turns out she was not who the White House thought she was. Video game Fortnite's newest season is here, and it brings some serious star power. For Chapter 2, Season 7, Fortnite players will get their own customizable alien, as well as Superman and Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This day in history. Flash, 1856. Nearly 500 members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915. United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Five gallon and Vice Officer both coming up to him now. The Secretariat is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the horses. Secretariat is in a position that seems impossible to catch. He's into the stretch. Secretariat leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Vice Officer taking second. And Mike Gallant is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretariat has opened a 22 length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner.
With a spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So on the 25th of this month, our number one, Pat Guidano, is going to be with us. A boyhood friend of mine. And he's a singer, and he's got lots of albums. He's been on Showtime. He's played in front of 65,000 people and small settings as well. And he has a song called ESPN. And the reason I'm telling you this is I just heard during the news about Secretariat, a horse that won a race. And that's what people pay attention to, horse races, ball games, etc. And so he has a song that's titled ESPN. And some of the lyrics are, the room was all dark, except for the screen, some guys in red shirts, some guys in green. goes on to say, ESPN, you're the reason I'm single again. So he's going to come on, he's going to tell us about, you know, the songs he's written and why. And so if you want to hear that, go to YouTube. I hate to say YouTube, but because they don't like us. But just type in Pat Guadagno, G-U-A-D-A-G-N-O. First name Pat is in Patrick. Pat Guadagno. And type in ESPN. There's another one that I'd like you to try. And that's Pat Guadagno. And the song is called I Got Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N. I Got Nothing. And you will be quite surprised. And I'm debating whether I'm going to play that on the air. It's the kind of thing that gets people thrown off the air. No vulgarity, nothing like that. But there's a subject matter that a group of people that are mentioned, and they don't like being mentioned. When you mention them, they get hurt. As my son would say, they get butt hurt. And so, Gwyneth, you heard those two songs, didn't you? I sent you a link.
Yeah. And regarding the ESPN Archie, when he was alive, he was a really good guy, but he had one indulgence, and that was Saturday afternoon football, which is soccer. He was from Glasgow. He was a former professional football player. He played for Juventus in Melbourne, and he played for Queen's Park Rangers, and he played for the Scottish national team. And football on Saturday afternoon was his sacred sports time. And I would say, fine, you watch the football, and I'll go and check my email for an hour or two. And that was fine. And that's the way you have to be in a marriage. If you're a woman and your husband has his three-hour sports session on a Saturday afternoon and you're not into sports, just go and find something else to do and leave him to it. On a Saturday
I can understand.
This wasn't an everyday thing for him. It was Saturday afternoon and then it was it.
So as a professional ball player, he just wants to check up on how his buddies are doing. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
It really does.
That's
it doesn't accomplish much, but it makes a lot of sense to me. Compared to the generally dumb public who just sit glued in front of the blue screen and watching the red shirts and watching the green shirts, and you know, and then when they're all done, they've got nothing to show for it. Except they've lost their marriage. Did you hear that other song that he did called I Got Nothing?
Yeah, I've got a comment about that particular group of people, and I've got some information.
Yeah, be very careful.
I'm not going to mention who they are. They stick together, they have a club, and they do not pay fines ever. And they have a strong...
Yeah, and they also have their own language that they use, which is different from English. And so it's a universal language that they use to communicate with each other because they don't want you to know what they're talking about. And you have
that's
to be a member of the club to learn the language because the rest of us can't pronounce words like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they have a code of conduct, which is called the Ten Commandments. It's a very good code of conduct, and I'd recommend that everybody stick to it.
and also, they have probably
enough of a clue as to who this group of people are. But most importantly, they don't pay taxes and they don't pay fines. And because they are such an extensive and well-connected network, nobody can make them pay taxes and fines. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I did not know that, but I know that there was. There's a report about Elon Musk. Elon Musk paid no taxes in 2018. None.
Yeah.
So you know, the higher up you go, the more you get to keep of what you stole.
Yeah.
So you know, you look at Bill Gates, and you look at Elon Musk, and you look at Jeff Bezos, and you look at that really weird-looking guy, Facebook, Mark Zuck, Zuckerberg. I mean, that guy, I'm surprised he hasn't gotten a face transplant yet with all his money. But, you know, my mother would be so upset with me if she heard me. My mom's dead. But if she heard me saying those unkind things. But, Mom, if you're looking down, Zuckerberg is evil. He's evil. And the only thing I can say that would make him wake up is that he's ugly. He's ugly and he can't fix it. So wherever he goes, he brings that with him. He's ugly 24/7. In the dark, he's ugly. In the light, he's just ugly. And the people in this club really like to, well, they measure how well they're doing. They've got a really good measurement system. Actually, they've adopted it. It's called the Federal Reserve Note. It used to be called the gold certificate and the silver certificate. That's what they were called. But they measure based on how many of them they got. And the more they have, you know, the higher their ranking is. And I know a guy who subscribes to this club. And he is so proud that in his area of expertise, no one charges more for what he does than he does. So, like, that would be, if it were a gas station, he would be the most expensive gas station. If it were a bakery, he would have the most expensive bread. Not the best, just the most expensive. And if he sold tools, they'd be the most expensive. Not the best, just the most expensive. Because in order to deliver that level of service that he claims that he delivers, he wants to charge more. And at the same time, this guy goes on junkets like spring break. He'll fly to another country, you know, and sit on the beach and read. I got to tell you, and he could read in his backyard and stop boring holes through the atmosphere. Stop wasting the air, the oxygen, the fuel, etc. People need to stop wasting things, resources on this planet. But there are other, you know, there's some people that belong to this club that think this is important. You know, they need to, you know, feel good. You need to feel good. And I believe, and I can't prove this, but I believe that this club has the highest percentage of homos, you know, per capita than any other club or membership. I believe that they have the most. Because, you know, they're pretty liberal. Any comments about that, Gwyneth?
I know that homosexuality is actually against the rules of their club. It is. But whether they stick to that rule or not, I can't comment. There's another.
Well, I can comment. I can comment. Yeah. I've been to this family's home, and his daughter married a homo, and they've got the wedding picture in white. You know, both of these homos in their white dresses on the mantle, and they're proud of it. You know, look, there they are. And don't they look beautiful?
That's a shame.
It makes me want to gag.
You know something? There's a related club, and this related club gets left alone as well. Now, these two clubs don't necessarily like each other very much, but they are related, okay? And I'll just call the second club. I won't name who they are. But I call them the Towel on Head Club, okay? And related to the other club, you know, reasonably closely. They have their own language too. They don't pay taxes, fees, or fines either. And nobody can make them pay taxes, fees, and fines. And the reason why we're saying this is so that people can build up a pattern of behavior. They are very family-oriented. They, you attack one of them, then they all get upset and they're all likely to show up at your doorstep in a bad mood, in a very bad mood. And they, you know, they tend to get left alone by the blue team as well, and they can generally do what they jolly well please as well. So, you know, this is it. If we all behaved that way, maybe we would get left alone too. This is the point of this class. I think that the title of this class is How to Get Left Alone. But it is.
I've already titled it. I've already titled it.
How to Defeat. Yes?
I've already titled it and I sent it to Ron Gibson and it's called Predators.
Yes. It is about predators. Absolutely about predators. But, you know, the thing is to recognise predators, but also to be able to not be prey. That's ultimately how it is. And none of these groups that we're mentioning, the Talon Head Club, the Hell's Angels, the other club that's related to the Talon Head Club, you know, my husband's various gangs that he was, or clubs that he was with, you know, none of these were prey animals. But I see a lot of people out there and they're protesting and they're objecting to the, you know, the blue team, and they're behaving in a way that is only stirring up the blue team and the other predatory groups that are with them, that are the allies of the blue team, to behave in a predatory fashion. They're behaving like prey, and so they're attracting predators. Much like if you get a rabbit and you put it in front of a greyhound and that rabbit runs away, the greyhound's going to chase it because the rabbit is behaving like prey and the greyhound is a predator. This is the takeaway of this lesson. Do not behave like a prey animal. Do not beg these people for mercy. The blue team, the bureaucrats, you know, the contact tracers, etc. You know, I've said it on air before, and I'm going to say it again, that if any of these contact tracers or any of these people come around here thinking that they are going to be able to jab me in the arm with God only knows what, then I am going to regard it as an attempt at murder, and I am going to act appropriately. I am not going to go quietly.
That's, well, good for you.
No one should go. Because I'm not a prey animal. I'm not encouraging violence. Nothing that we say in this broadcast should be taken as us encouraging violence.
Agreed.
I'm not going to allow myself to be prey.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us today in the front of the classroom. I just want to mention two products that have the name Predator in them, P-R-E-D-A-T-O-R. One is from a company I think has no morals whatsoever, and that's Harbor Freight Tools, the Chinese factory tool outlet, as I typically call them. They've got a generator series, and they have a gasoline engine series they call Predator. Now, why would they call a generator Predator? Why would they call their engine Predator? Because they want to take the market and destroy the U.S. manufacturers? Is that why? You know, take one of these cheap Chinese generators and take the whole market and destroy our manufacturing based on price? So what do they say about this particular Predator generator? They say it's got advanced electric start technology for easy starting every time. Well, that's a lie. There's nothing more advanced about their technology starting the engine than anybody else's. And to say it's going to be easy starting every time, that's nonsense. Because sometimes it's not going to start at all. And that'd be real hard starting. Then they say it's significantly quieter than other generators at only 67 decibels. What does significantly mean? Does that mean like a big difference? Does that mean a little difference? What does that mean? And they don't say, here's what the other generator's sound pressure level is. Then they say, 6 times more powerful than other generators. Well, sure, but there are other generators that are 6 times more powerful than this one. So they say, ultra-powerful Predator 459cc engine provides max performance and durability. Well, that's a lie. There's performance that this engine has not achieved. That would be more max than what it's able to achieve right now. So it doesn't have max performance, and it doesn't have max durability. Okay? So all I'm saying is, oh, and it says who wrote this? Is this Chinese? Up to over 18 hours of runtime per fill-up. Would that be a millennial that wrote that, or would that be a Chinese trying to learn English? Up to over 18 hours of runtime per fill-up. What does that mean? Up to? Well, if it's idling, would it get more than 18 hours? meaning, you know, you're not generating electricity. What does that mean? What I'm saying is, and what I tried to say during this broadcast, is I don't know what language means anymore because it's all twisted. So there's another Predator, as made by a company called General Atomics. And it's a plane. And so the General Atomics MQ-1 Predator is an American remotely piloted aircraft, which is abbreviated RPA, built by General Atomics, and it was used primarily by the United States Air Force and the CIA, initially conceived in the early 1990s, for aerial reconnaissance and forward observation roles. That makes sense. It was later modified and upgraded to carry what? 2 Hellfire missiles and other munitions. So what's a good idea? Let's go look and see what the enemy's doing, and let's, you know, just fly over, do it quietly, and we'll send back some pictures. Now they've got Hellfire missiles. That's what happens. That's what government does. You know, we'll just have a small, sales tax, tiny. It's only temporary. Like in New Jersey, 0.5%. And then it became like 8%. How'd that happen? It was supposed to be temporary. The Garden State Parkway, a toll road in New Jersey, was supposed to have some 25-cent tolls, just a few of them, just pay for the road. And toll it was paid for, then it would stop. What'd they do? They put more tolls in and increased the cost of each one. Gwyneth?
Yeah, this is what government is. This is what they're like. They're their own club. They're their own gang. And the sooner people realize this, the better off we will all be. They are not your friends. They are not there to protect you or look after you or maintain your interests. The only people that they're interested in protecting and maintaining are themselves. And, you know, you're on your own. I'm on my own. We're all on our own. And the quicker that we realize it and begin to organize with the people around us to look after ourselves in a bunch of different ways, including our own personal security, you know, the better off we're all going to be. We need to lose this illusion that the blue team is on our side, that they're all about, you know, solving crime and all the rest of it. No, that's not what they're about at all. They are their own criminal gang, and they are in competition with all of the other clubs out there for a power battle of dominance and control of the social sphere. Yeah. And, you know, people have to realize that and act accordingly.
So, class, here's a thought. So if you go to YouTube and you type in Pat Guadagno, G-U-A-D-A-G-N-O, and you follow that by I Got Nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N, listen to that, and then send me an email. Should I play that on the air? It might be our swan song. Let me know if you think I should play it. Let me know if you think, and I don't care. I really don't care anymore. So let me know what your thoughts are. What was that?
Yeah. I think you probably should.
Okay. Let me know, class.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.